Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we just got new inside details of what Vladimir Putin said to Donald Trump during their phone call last week. And the insane thing is, it seems like Donald Trump began to repeat some of these things verbatim, meaning the president of the United States directly heard disinformation from the president of Russia and then spewed it to a mainstream media source, all of the mainstream media sources, and they just aired that. Plainly, but we're not going to do that. We are going to push back relentlessly. And, you know, the Russia-Ukraine war is something that oftentimes doesn't pull a lot of attention or doesn't pull a lot of views, but I will continue to cover it time and time again. YouTube sometimes doesn't even push the videos about the Russia-Ukraine war in the algorithm. So if you could drop a like, drop some blue hearts, and let's just start here. Russia immediately attacked Ukraine with more and more drones after the Trump and Putin phone call. It's incredibly disgusting how Trump has allowed the United States and himself and Ukraine by proxy to just be walked over by Vladimir Putin. I mean, Trump immediately paused weapons and intelligence sharing, which allowed Putin to take more territory, kill more civilians, take more homes. And then, in order to reprimand Putin, Trump decides to yell at Zelensky in the Oval Office. This whole thing has been an exercise in authoritarians sticking together, and you can see it play out day by day. But this is incredibly disgusting because, again, Russia launched one of its biggest drone attacks on Kyiv since the start of the war, and the attack occurred hours after Russia and Ukraine began a prisoner exchange in a deal seen as the first steps towards a ceasefire. It's all a trick. It is all a ruse. I'm going to lose my mind because about 2 months ago, Trump made both sides lay down their arms. But only one side actually laid down their arms, and that was Ukraine. Ukraine stopped attacking, and Russia attacked. Ukraine never even has attacked. They did one offensive drill into Russia, but other than that, it has been a purely defensive war. So Trump made Ukraine lay down their arms just to get walked all over. Incredibly disgusting, and it happened again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool Trump twice, Trump's just an idiot, you know? Russia has launched a large-scale drone and missile attack on Kyiv, injuring 15 people in one of the biggest assaults since the beginning of the war. The attack came in waves, and the Ukrainian president said it was a, quote, difficult night for all. The attack happened hours after they began a prisoner exchange, and there were more drone attacks hours after the original Trump-Putin phone call. Now, we can get into this Trump-Putin call and how Trump began to repeat the propaganda right after. Really quickly, read this. Trump softens on Putin as Russia's military edge weakens. This is perhaps one of the most disheartening parts of the war. The Russian economy is basically teetering on the edge. I'm not saying Russia is going to collapse in the next 90 days, but they're not in a good position. We could squeeze them. We could literally make them collapse. But what Trump's going to do is allow them, give them some breathing room and allow them to rearm, to restockpile everything. Listen to this. Russia's battlefield strength in Ukraine has started to wane and could run into serious shortages of manpower and weaponry by next year, even as President Donald Trump retreats from pressure on Moscow to end the war, according to senior U.S. and European officials and military experts. In recent days, Trump appears to have abandoned the threat of harsh financial sanctions. He repeated as recently 2 weeks ago, if Moscow doesn't agree to a ceasefire with Kyiv. One more time, Trump has abandoned the only leverage we had over Russia. God, this one really pisses me off. Like, obviously everything Trump does pisses me off, especially the due process attacks, the attacks on LGBTQ communities and our most vulnerable populations. Of course, all of that I definitely pisses me off. But the Russia-Ukraine war, I just view as uniquely black and white and dire on the global stage. It's black and white in that there's an easily identifiable good guy and bad guy. And there are dire consequences in that it could genuinely start World War III if Russia begins to gain more and more and more territory. Israel and Palestine, similar. It's been pretty egregious over the past year there. But the thing is, just to back up for 1 second, Trump continues to cede more and more leverage to Russia that he doesn't need to cede. I think that's why it drives me crazy, because I debate these Trump supporters and they say that he's a negotiation genius. It's the art of the deal. And then when I look at Trump's quote unquote art of the deal, it's just being a dumb fuck and ceding ground to Russia over and over and over. Not just ceding ground physically, like literally, but metaphorically ceding leverage on the global stage by saying, we're not going to sanction you. Even when Trump says that we're going to back off the war soon. Like Trump and J.D. Vance keep repeating this lie. And they say, quote, if the war doesn't end soon, the U.S. is just going to give up and back off. That is ceding leverage to Russia, because you're signaling to Putin that if he just waits a little bit longer, if he just stalls a little bit longer, the U.S. will back off and Ukraine will lose their biggest supporter. But to continue, the timing for putting pressure on Moscow may be more advantageous now than at any point since the early days of the conflict. We have a window right now to jump in, to pounce on Putin and to shred Moscow, and he doesn't want to do it. Trump doesn't want to do it. The timing for putting pressure on Moscow may be more advantageous now than at any point since the early days of the conflict, according to more than a dozen officials who discussed the current state of the war and the sensitive politics and diplomacy surrounding it, most on the condition of anonymity. And really quickly, it seems like we've entered a new period of economic uncertainty due to the current administration. Tariffs are spiking, the cost of imports are through the roof, and a lot of small business owners are getting crushed. That's why a lot of business owners turn to Shopify. Shopify powers millions and millions of businesses, from giants like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just starting out like mine. And it makes it way easier to set up your store, to manage your products, and to market customers across email and social media. Shopify genuinely makes it a lot easier. They give you beautiful templates to set up your website. They give you a purple Shop Pay button that people can just use to check out in a breeze. And Shopify helps you spend less time on the busy work and more time keeping your main business going. So if you're ready to sell, if you want to run a business of any sort, I highly recommend Shopify. You can turn your ideas to reality with Shopify. So go to shopify.com/mockler. Again, link in the description, shopify.com/mockler. And you can sign up for $1 per month. Click the link at the top of the description. Thank you to Shopify for making this video possible. Absent a negotiated settlement or robust Western assistance, the war will probably continue to trend in Russia's favor, but we can fix that. We can literally fix that. In public comments after his call with Putin, Trump did not mention either sanctions on Russia or aid to Ukraine. Speaking with European leaders, he indicated that the Russian leader did not seem inclined to halt the war, and he signaled that on purpose. Putin signaled that to Trump on purpose because Trump had already laid the groundwork that he will give up. Once you tell someone that they will give up, they will keep going. It's like if I'm in a war with my friend to see who can do many push-ups, who can do more push-ups, right? If I had my producer come up here right now and I'm like, let's do a push-up war. And as we're doing the push-ups, I look over and I'm like, if you keep going, I'm right about to give up. If you keep going, I'm going to give up any second. That incentivizes my friend to just keep doing push-ups over and over and over. It's very, very simple. Let's move on to this article that details how Putin's aide reveals new insights on the Donald Trump phone call. First, here's Keir Starmer saying Putin is not serious about peace.
Well, I think that what we saw yesterday and overnight is yet more evidence that Putin is not serious about peace. He's been dragging his heels. And I think it's really important, therefore, that we have absolute unity with our allies. We'll be working on that again today to be clear that there must be a ceasefire, but also to be clear that there should not be a ceasefire. Then we will act together in relation to sanctions. But for me, this is clear evidence that Putin doesn't seriously want peace. He's dragging his heels. And that's why today is a really important opportunity to work with colleagues to make sure that we are absolutely united.
At least there are some adults in the room in the form of Keir Starmer and Macron. This says, Russian President aide Yuri Ushakov has revealed new details about President Vladimir Putin's two-hour Monday phone call with Donald Trump. Speaking with Russian state-run news agency Interfax, the aide said that Putin shared details about Ukrainian attacks that Russia claims to have repelled ahead of Victory Day celebrations on May 9th. Lord have mercy. This is the problem here. This is the problem. Vladimir Putin relayed on a phone call with Trump that essentially it was being attacked by Ukraine relentlessly, and they are repelling the attacks, and it's scary to be in Russia right now. Now, Trump does not do his daily phone briefings. We know this for a fact. We know that Trump has only gone to about 12 of his daily briefings. The daily presidential briefings are incredibly important. They inform you about news, not only domestically, not only about your team and about your enemies and about the other party and about everything. It tells you about everything, but also internationally. Like when President Obama would get these, I'm sure the briefings would tell him what Fox is saying about him, what the media is saying, what his fans are saying, his haters are saying, you know, what everybody is saying. And then also what people around the world are doing. The point is, Trump didn't get the briefing, I'm assuming, about the Russian attacks on Ukraine. So this dude bought the Ukrainian narrative, and look at what Russia, or sorry, not Russia, Trump, there's no difference. Look at what Trump then says in an interview.
You mentioned that you believe Putin wants peace, but he just attacked Ukraine yesterday. So what makes you think that he wants peace?
Well, he's in a war, you know. No, nobody said don't. They're fighting. They're attacking. They're attacking each other. And people are dying all the time. He's in a war. He's fighting a war. Nobody said he was going to stop. I think, is it terrible? Yeah, it's terrible. I do. I think it's terrible.
I hate this guy. I hate this callous prick. Because he said right there, they're attacking each other. Meaning he believes Putin's framing. He talked to Putin and he just believed Putin's framing straight up that they're also being attacked by Ukraine. What to know? According to Yushchikov, Putin told Trump that Russian security services had thwarted terrorist attacks from Ukraine. Lord have mercy. The absolute inversion of reality is only paralleled by the Trump administration and by like Caroline Levitt, you know? Yushchikov, this Russian spokesperson, is just Caroline Levitt, literally. He claimed Ukrainian drone and Storm Shadow missile attacks were launched ahead of Russia's Victory Day celebration, which is Moscow's annual commemoration of Nazi Germany's defeat in World War II. Again, this is a lie. Ukraine is not attacking Russia. Even if Ukraine did have retaliatory strikes against Russia, they would be retaliatory, and they're always targeted towards, you know, military facilities. Like, Ukraine did drone strike multiple times an oil facility in Russia. That's different than just, like, launching carpet bombs against civilians, which is what Russia does to Ukraine, and then kidnaps children and brainwashes them and does the most disturbing things possible. Putin did not mention this to Trump by accident, since the Ukrainians directly threatened foreign participants. I don't even want to read this Russian propaganda anymore. The point is, Trump then repeats that Russian propaganda in the Oval Office, and it's scary. Listen to this framing one more time.
Nobody said don't. It's...
You said don't. He said on Truth Social a few weeks back, stop Vlad. Stop Vlad, as if that's any form of diplomacy. And Vladimir Putin didn't stop because Trump has no leverage. Trump doesn't have the cards. And I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate this video, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. And peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.